We've all had at least one run-in with a dodgy neighbour before, and if you haven't, I hate to be the one to tell you, maybe you were the problem, because there are rules to living in harmony, and some of them are enforced by council or strata, but some of them are enforced by you, with a disapproving side eye or a passive-aggressive letter in the mailbox or a cranky knock on the door. But you're about to hear from someone who has created a website where you can rate your neighbours. He's somewhat formalised this system of informal rules. Like, for example, did your neighbour let you put your overflowing recycling into their bin? 5 stars. Did they bail you up for 20 minutes to talk about their new lawnmower? 1 star. You're about to hear from this website's creator and from a specialist in good neighbourhoods. And with me is Rowan Thambar, the man behind the Rate Thy Neighbour website. Rowan, what are you thinking? You're stirring the pot here.
G'day, Tegan. Yeah, I think I'm just trying to start a conversation about how, because there's so many neighbourhood stuff that happens that I guess it slips through the cracks because there's no way for us to actually talk about it. So, I don't know, here I am trying to figure out a way to talk about it.
And this website has a fairly gritty origin story. Can you tell me what prompted it?
It does. I was in the park with my wife playing catch with a vortex, and we do that every Friday. It's how we like to relax. And we were in the park, and I saw my neighbour, who lives in our apartment building, throw dog poo at a man and then walk off.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that man asked me to be a police witness. So I don't know if anyone has ever, I don't know if you've ever experienced something like this, but it is one of those things where it just falls in the crack between law enforcement and like, you know, just neighborly justice. And I was like, I don't know where this sits in the spectrum of things, you know?
I think some people would have gone home and sewed a Batman costume and taken matters into their own hands. You've taken matters into your own hands in a different way by creating an app. It's a very 2020 energy. Mm-hmm. So has it worked in your neighbourhood?
I mean, we've got a lot of people rating their neighbours, which has been really exciting. We've had people from all across Australia give their thoughts on what they think about their neighbours. But I think we're still in the process of getting the word out for how it works. But I think we are yet to see the fruit of its benefits. It's definitely been one of those things where it has mixed feedback, because some people think it's a Karen app. That's been some of the feedback, which is ironic because I believe I made this to stop a Karen, and I think maybe it just speaks to the fact the only way to out Karen a Karen is to become one yourself.
I should say, Rowan, you're a comedian, if that wasn't clear from your delivery, and you're sort of milking this for your work a bit, but have you sort of discovered anything about good neighbourliness along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a few key themes I'd love to share that's coming out through the data. The first thing I think is that nothing unites neighbours like a common enemy. You know, we're talking, it doesn't matter if it's a nosy landlord, a pesky council, a new Westfield, like it's, you know, it's just a lot of neighbours have connected with each other through trauma bonding. And I think nothing says that more like we had someone come in from Sunbury. Someone rated their neighbour, and they gave them a great rating, largely because they developed a friendship after a unit in their complex had been robbed, and they teamed out to figure out who committed the crime. And I think that's just, I mean, I wouldn't recommend that as, you know, vigilantism, you know, as a form of community, but you know, when it works, it works.
It's giving only murders in the building. Well, totally. Also here with me is Professor Linda Cheshire. She's a sociologist at the University of Queensland, specialising in the subject of neighbourhoods. Linda, good idea, bad idea, this idea of rating your neighbours online?
What do I say to that? Probably both. I don't know if Rowan realises, but he is intervening in social processes in neighbours. So what our research shows is that if you think you live in a good neighbourhood where there are kind of positive norms and dispositions around neighbouring, you're actually less likely to find your neighbours bothersome than if you live in a neighbourhood where you feel that nobody gets along and everybody's a rotten neighbour. So the more neighbourhoods that Rowan finds are rated positively, the more people are actually likely to experience their neighbours in positive ways.
Oh, so it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
How do we know this, Linda? How do you study something like this?
So we were fortunate enough to do a survey a number of years ago, and the data is probably a bit dated. It was 2011. But we were able to survey 5,000 people across the greater Brisbane area about their neighbours. And we asked them a range of questions, generalised questions about how frequently they interact with neighbours, what their neighbourhood was like. But we were also able to ask a series of very specific questions about what we call unneighbourliness, which are some of the problems that people might encounter with their neighbours and some of the things that cause them alarm or give them reason to grumble.
So, Rowan, you chose criteria for people to rate their neighbours against. What did you, how did you just devise these categories?
It was very intuitive. I think I thought about every neighbour interaction that I've ever had or heard of people having, and I just kind of distilled them down into six key areas. Bin generosity, how likely are they to let you put stuff in their bins? Small talk, like are they good, are they bad, do they know when to cut the conversation off, when to keep it going. Borrowing capacity, you know, can you borrow a cup of milk or, depending on your suburb, a cup of almond milk? You know, what favours can you ask spontaneously? Like, can you just tell them to watch the kids really quickly? How likely are they to dob you into council? And then finally, like, how noisy are they?
Linda, how do you rate these categories that Rowan's chosen?
Look, they're pretty good. They were similar to the categories that we used. We looked at some various legislation. We looked at previous studies, and we also did a bit of a survey where we asked people to just explain what they had experienced with neighbours. So they're good. They're good indicators. Although I did Rowan's survey, and I struggled with some of them. So Rowan, I've messed things up because I said my survey, my suburb was anonymous. Because I didn't want Fred from number two, you know, 2B to know that I had rated him.
This is funny.
What I found was some of the questions didn't apply. Like, I have never asked Fred if I can put something in their bin, but if I have sneakily added something to Fred's bin, fortunately he hasn't come to complain or send a notice to say who's been putting things in my bin.
There's still time, Fred. You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Rowan Thambar, comedian and creator of the Rate Thy Neighbour website, and Professor Linda Cheshire from the University of Queensland. We're talking about the rules of neighbourly engagement. Emma says living in an apartment, sharing the sounds of sex, good, not good, odd, is one of those neighbourly gifts that are generally best kept to a rare occasion, although a lot of conversations about what is actually going on and whether or how to raise it does build community. Another person is asking, will your guest be setting up stocks in the street and supplying rotting vegetables for throwing to punish recalcitrant neighbours? Rowan, have you considered this?
No, I haven't. In fact, I think the reason I haven't is because so much of what I have found through people sharing stories, through the website or just with me in general, has been so positive. People love their neighbours, and they'll tell you when things are really good. They'll also tell you when things are really bad. But the other third most popular category is like, I actually don't know my neighbours. So it's hard to punish people that you don't know.
Linda, this is a lot of fun to talk about, but I'm thinking about the fact that we have a lot of pressure on our housing stock. We're building higher density. We're living a lot closer together than we used to before. Do we need to skill up our neighbourly skill set?
Look, yes, it's possible. I think the norms of what makes a good neighbour are changing. Probably for the last 50 years, it's been that neighbours are friendly, that they respect your privacy, and that they are there when needed. And thinking about how those three dynamics come together, it's often possible that neighbouring can become problematic if it becomes a strength in overdrive. Like, friendly neighbours can become nuisance neighbours if they're over-friendly, or if they show too much interest in your life. But I think as we start to live closer together, and I think one of your callers focused on this, about what researchers call public intimacies, where living closer together, the sights, sounds, and smells of people's very private domestic lives spill over into others. And so I think consideration is becoming a critical neighbourly factor. And not only that, if you're having noisy sex, you need to think about whether there's a chance your neighbours can hear you. But also, if you are the neighbour that hears, you have to pretend you haven't heard. So when you next see those neighbours, it's this kind of civil ignorance that, no, you didn't hear them arguing, and no, you didn't hear them having sex. So we kind of can then go on in some kind of underlying harmony where we know a lot about each other, but we will never disclose just how much we do know.
Well, Rowan, what's your sort of biggest takeaway from this? Have you become a better neighbour because of it?
I think so. I think my biggest takeaway has been that you should talk to your neighbours. I think we only talk to neighbours when things are bad, like when we have an issue. But often I think those things can be handled better if you chat to them when things are good, when things are normal, when things are average, just so that you have connection with the people that you live around you, just in case something bad were to happen. And I think just to that last point, like, I heard a story of a guy in Queensland who got a bad rating because he would go into the neighbor's yard and he would weed their garden and, which is a very nice thing to do, but he got a bad rating because he would go in unannounced. And it's like, at some point you become more annoying than the lantana that you're trying to kill. So I think consideration is a massive factor.
So much wisdom coming from this chat, Rowan. Linda, thank you so much. Comedian Rowan Thamba is the man behind the Rate Thy Neighbour website, and he's touring at the moment in Adelaide for the Adelaide Fringe Festival currently, Melbourne Comedy Festival next month. And Professor Linda Cheshire is the head of the School of Social Science at the University of Queensland.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.